This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot!
This today because I'm one pissed off white son of a bitch. Yesterday we were off. I went crazy yesterday. I just stewed over and stewed over with this Jesse Smollett crap, this nigger crap. Everybody's kind of forgetting about it. Let's don't forget about the white guys that were in blackface 35, 40 years ago when every nigger came out now, gotta resign for something they did stupid. Two white guys didn't hurt anybody, did something stupid that was semi-acceptable 35, 40 years ago. But no, let's get rid of them. NAACP, all the nigger groups. Where the hell are you at now? Before I really get going, people, and I want you to understand. I want you to understand one thing, and one thing only, because I don't give a damn. You hear the start of my show. We are the WAR Radio Network. It's not a racist radio network. It's WAR, W-A-R, white. Now listen, loud and proud. White Awareness Radio. We're the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts, and we do have the nerve and guts to stand up. Not against the proud black community. We don't want to hurt the proud black community. They work with us. They're hardworking people, honorable people. But instead, to stand up, and I will stand up every day and speak up every day for the proud white community. That's WAR, W-A-R, White Awareness Radio. Keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world. Now they have BET television, nobody says anything. Black Miss America, Black Caucus, Black Lawyers Association, Black Student Association, nobody says anything. But let a white guy come out and not hurt the black community, but try to inform and educate the white community as to what's really going on, and automatically I'm a racist. I'll be damned. before we get going, I want to say hello. Met a beautiful little 7-year-old girl last night in Edwardsville with her grandparents. They were from Roxana. She loves the Who Let the Dogs Out portion of my show. I don't think her grandparents let her listen to anything else, but they do let her listen to that. So I want to thank her grandparents and her for the nice visit last night, and everybody that comes up to me. I want to let you know I sincerely appreciate it. But please don't say you come up supporting me. Let's come up supporting equality for everybody, black and white. It's a shame that these niggers, they've been bitching about equality and fair treatment for 100 years. But now they want to take away the equality of the white people? I don't think it's going to happen. Not going to happen on my watch. We're going to get to this Jesse Smollett crap momentarily. No, we're not. We're going to get to it right now. Do you understand, people, what's going on? Do you understand all the man-hours, all the police man-hours in that violent city of Chicago, the FBI, and all the other law enforcement organizations, all the time that's been wasted on this ignorant, inbred, lying, racist nigger? And all he's trying to do, and all he tried to do, and it was a failure, was make the white community look racist, look bad, again and again. Where is all the white outcry? There seems to be a deafening silence on both sides of the racial spectrum. I understand the niggers. They don't want to say nothing. Oh, this guy got caught trying to make white people look racist. We don't want to address that. Where's the white community? All the niggers come out the NAACP, and you rotten bastard from the NAACP. Let's get rid of those white guys, a white governor who used blackface 35, 40 years ago. He was on national television all over the place. Where are you at now, NAACP president? You call for the resignation. I've got it right here. NAACP calls for Virginia Governor Northam to resign. NAACP calling Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam to resign hours after a racist photo in a school yearbook from 35 years ago. NAACP President Derek Johnson said via Twitter, blackface in any matter is always racist and never okay. We shouldn't condone such behavior. He needs to resign right now. Hey, well, you nigger bastard NAACP president, yes, I just called the president of the NAACP a no-good nigger. He's president and CEO of the NAACP, Derek Johnson. Where's your big nigger black ass now on this Jesse Smollett? Where's your big nigger black ass now, your NAACP racist ass, on this Jesse Smollett who tried to make two white guys out of a situation that whites weren't even involved in? Two Nigerians. He faked this whole piece of crap. Where are you guys at? Where are all the people in outrage? They want Kevin Stein, cross-dresser from Channel 2, mispronounced the word, didn't he? He said Kuhn, not Kuhn. The NAACP in St. Louis, he's out of there. Where's the NAACP? Where's all the nigger groups now saying, hey, this guy's a racist. He tried to make the proud white community look bad. We don't tolerate that. We want him off the show. Now, TMZ reports that he's got a couple scenes knocked out, but he's still on the show. Do you think they're going to get rid of that nigger? Where, again, where is the outrage? Not just in the white community. Where's the outrage in the proud black community? I'm going to call the proud black people out on this one. Where's the outrage? All kind of outrage whenever a guy gets in white blackface 25, 35, 45 years ago. That was devastating to the black community. It hurt their heart. I'm sorry, the nigger community. Well, this is hurting our heart, hurting the white community's heart. Where are all you niggers? Where's the NAACP? Hey, nigger, CEO and chairman, NAACP, Derek Johnson. You sit there like a badass nigger on TV 2 or 3 weeks ago or a month ago when Virginia Governor Northam got caught in blackface. Where's your black ass now? Nobody's talking about it, people. They had a little bit of blurb on all the TV stations. Let me tell you what. If it would have been a white guy perpetuating this crap, you know what would have happened. It'd have been on the front page all over. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, every one of these nigger son of a bitches would have been out saying, well, what's going on now? What's going on now? And this bastard, here he is again. NAACP, hate-based terrorism. This is this nigger bastard, the president of the NAACP, talking about Jesse Smollett. He received treatment at Northwestern Hospital and has been discharged. Suffered injuries in Chicago around 2 a.m. in a possible hate crime. And the nigger bastard NAACP president condemns the attack on Jesse Smollett. Well, why don't you come out and condemn Jesse Smollett? Hate-based terrorism. That's what the NAACP president said. Released a statement calling the attack on Smollett an act of hate-based terrorism. Now, you're not going to hear this anywhere. Don't turn on channel 4 or 5 or KMOX or KSD. These bastards are going to soft soap this crap. Most of them don't want to address it because, oh, they'll be called a racist. No, they're not going to be called a racist. They're going to be called a realist. But again, people, where is all the white outcry? Where is all the white outcry? There's no outcry about this nigger from Empire, is there? It's unbelievable. If it had been a white guy saying it was two blacks and it ended up being another two white guys who staged that, what kind of crap do you think this would be? There would be crap all over every newspaper. Again, here's the NAACP president verging on demonizing a victim. He was nominated. Now listen to this, people. He was nominated, this Jesse Smollett, for his 8th NAACP Image Award right after he accused these two white guys of attacking him. And the NAACP president, it says, oh, we want to give him the benefit of the doubt. The recent racist and homophobic attack on acclaimed actor and activist Jesse Smollett is troubling, the NAACP president said. The rise in hate crime is directly linked to President Donald J. Trump. Racist rhetoric. Do you understand? This is a nigger, and you see why I disrespect the NAACP? It's dangerous for the society to allow a tone of divisiveness and hatred to dominate the political discourse. This is, we pray for a full physical and mental recovery for Jesse Smollett and many unnamed victims of this form of hate-based terrorism. Derek Johnson, president and CEO of the NAACP. How hypocritical is this nigger, racist, bastard NAACP president? I don't hear anybody coming out strong. How come he's not off the show? They took this ignorant white bastard on Channel 2 for mispronouncing a name. He's off the show. More's of that. Here's Jesse Jackson. Hate and violence are raining down on our country. This mush-mouth son of a bitch. Donald Trump has energized violent bigotry, including those attacks, alleged attacks, behind a horrific attack on actor Jesse Smollett, who was attacked last week in Chicago, in what investigators say is a hate crime. Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson told a newspaper. The alleged assault, which Jackson called an attempted barbaric lynching, was the latest in a line of hate attacks. You guys remember the Air Force cadet who put niggers go home? Found out he did it. What about the two or three in Boston and New York? Found out that niggers wrote all that crap. And let me remind you before we go any further. Do you remember in 1987? I'm reading this verbatim from the reports. Al Sharpton, that nigger, he introduced to the media a young woman called Tawana Brawley. Remember that? She had an awful story to tell. She had said she had been viciously attacked by a group of racist white men and left in a garbage bag. She was covered with feces, with racial slurs scrawled all over her body. The Brawley case dominated headlines across the country for more than a year. But when it was all over, it was a big lie. After conducting hundreds of interviews, the grand jury declared the entire story fraudulent. None of it actually happened. Brawley, she fled the state. A judge ordered Al the Nigger Sharpton to pay the damages for accusing innocent white men of rape. That should have, and it says here, should have ended the career of Al Sharpton, but just the opposite. He gets a TV show. He becomes a world-famous civil rights leader. He's on MSNBC. He can barely read the script. Do you people understand? He got his own show, Al Sharpton, after all this. Al Sharpton owes $4.5 million to us, the IRS, which is us. That's money that we could spend. Al Sharpton, he's never apologized or even acknowledged the harm that he did to the country and to the white community by lying about Tawala Brawley. But what happens? He's one of the first ones to come out in support of Jesse Smollett on the attack. Now, where's this bastard at now? Where's all these niggers? Where's all these niggers when it's a nigger that was wrong? Nobody's saying a damn thing, are they? I don't hear anybody saying anything in the newspaper. I don't see, where is that ignorant bitch from California, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker? They come out. I've got it here. They come out and, oh, no, it's totally wrong. It's totally wrong. And here, leading Democrats, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris. Democrats call Jesse Smollett's attack lynching. Lynching, and everybody's blaming Trump. The recent racist and homophobic attack on a claim actor is vile. It's Donald Trump's fault. It's the white people's fault. Here's Kamala Harris. He's one of the kindest, most gentle beings I've ever met. I hope he has a quick recovery. This is an attempt at modern-day lynching. No one should fear for their lives because of their sexuality or color of their skin. We must confront this hate. Cory Booker, the same thing. Should be a hate crime. Yes, I hope the NAACP pushes the federal authorities, the FBI, into making this a hate crime on Jesse Smollett. Do you white people and proud black people understand what's going on here? It's totally two different situations. When it's white people who do blackface 40 years ago, two stupid white college students, all hell breaks loose. NAACP, all the black groups, everybody, even the whites. Get him out of the governorship. What about this Jesse Smollett? This man attempted to start a race riot, in essence. This man attempted to make white people the enemy once again. You know how far this set back the black movement? I hope you black people understand. I hope you black people understand. And again, here's Jesse Jackson. He's out here in the cold the day after the attack. Jesse Jackson blames Smollett's attack on Trump. Everybody blames everybody as long as they're white. This is MAGA country. He was thrown at the referring to the President Donald Trump's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. Says Smollett is African American and openly gay. They're calling Trump the bad guy. Trump had nothing to do with it. This is a call, white people, proud white people, to take a stand. To take a stand against this vile reverse racism propaganda that goes on and on, continues to go on. I ask, if we don't take a stand now, people, when are we going to take a stand? I'm not for any violence. I'm not for violence. But I'll be damned, I'm not going to sit there as a white man and take this crap day after day, time after time. Nobody says nothing. This Smollett should be off the air yesterday. I don't see anybody, somebody here, this Trevor Noah, he's a nigger comedian, says, and I'm going to quote him on this. First he said that the possibility of Smollett staged his own hate crime was insane. And then he says, whether he's telling the truth or not, now this is in quotes, I don't care what he's lying about, you can't cancel him, he's too good not to be on television. This is another nigger taken up for a nigger. You notice how the niggers always, this is the nigger comedian on television. They want him to get more awards. Something ain't right. I bet you there was a white guy behind these two Nigerians, and you'll find this out 20 years down the road. This nigger, this Smollett wasn't that stupid. Well, yes, he was. You know what happened before? 2 weeks before, he sent himself a hate letter with some kind of white substance in it. They give it to the police, and there was no big issue about it. The police were investigating it, but see, Smollett, this nigger, this racist, no good, vile nigger, he wanted everybody to get up in arms. But since they didn't, he went to a second plan of attack. I'll get two of my trainers that are on the set with me of Empire, and I'll stage an attack, and we'll blame it on the white guys. That ought to get me all the publicity I need. You white people sitting around, are you as pissed off as I am, or you just don't give a damn? You know, sometimes I'm more pissed off at you white people than I am the blacks. You sit there and take it. Other than me, I don't hear one white bastard on any radio TV station chastising this man. Oh, it could be wrong. We don't want to say it's wrong because we're white, and we don't want to be labeled racist. But I'll tell you what, you white bastards on television and radio, when the governor of Virginia was being attacked for using blackface 35 years ago as a stupid college student. You white son of a bitches were all over that on the media. All over that, you hear me? Needs to get rid of him. Joe Scarborough and that stupid Russian bitch wife, skanky inbred wife of his. Oh yeah, Joe, you're right, he's got to go. Everybody said the white guy's got to go. Where's all the outrage about this? And it's not so much people about Jesse Smollett. It's about the situation. It's about the situation. The blacks have tried to run us back. They've tried to make us be ashamed to be white. I'm white and I'm proud, and I'll say it loudly and proudly that I'm a proud white man. I'm not against the black community. The niggers are against us, people. They keep pushing us back and pushing us back. White people say, hey, I just soon get away from them niggers. I'll move out of town. It'll cost me money. I'll sell my $100,000 house for $30,000 just to get away from the violent niggers, not the proud blacks. As always, keep the proud blacks out of the equation. I'll lose $70,000, $80,000, $100,000. I want my family to be safe. Well, think about it, people. Everybody moved out of East St. Louis, out of Cahokia, out of Washington Park, Allerton, Centerville, North St. Louis. They must all, you white son of a bitches, must all be racist. You didn't move out of those areas because of black people were moving in. You moved out of those areas because the niggers were moving in with all the violence. Now, nobody will say that. No, we just want to get in a better area. Better area, my ass. You wanted to get away from the violent thug niggers in North St. Louis, in Washington Park, East St. Louis, Centerville, Allerton, Cahokia, Granite City, every place where it's primarily black now. I apologize, not black niggers. The proud blacks got out as quick as the proud whites did. They understand. Nobody wants to say that. Every person who moved out of East St. Louis must be a racist if they're white. Then I'd ask, if not, why would you want to move? You want to move, you want to get away from the violent niggers, not the proud blacks. But this crap here, people, do you understand why I'm pissed off? And I hope it pisses off not just the proud whites, but also the proud blacks. Here's this nigger trying to race bait. Nobody's making a big to-do about it. There's a tenth as much as there was about the governor and the attorney general for the state of Virginia, because they were in blackface 40 years ago, and it hurt. It hurt the black hearts. Well, this hurts my white heart, what little heart I have. And you white people sit back. Nobody says nothing. This Jesse Smollett, Kevin Stein cross-dresser from Channel 2, that ignorant son of a bitch was off the air. He was off the air the day after he mispronounced the name. The day after he mispronounced the name and said Kuhn instead of King. He didn't say Coon, but that nigger in the background, you heard her. Oh, he said Coon. They're just waiting for a reason to insult and intimidate and try to make white people look bad. I don't understand it, people. Do any of you white people out there understand what I'm talking about? Jesse Smollett, this ignorant bastard, accused white people. He didn't get his way with that letter, that phony letter he wrote. And see, that's a federal crime. He sent that through the mail. So I hope the FBI, if they didn't think about it, that's the federal crime. Let's get this Jesse Smollett. Let's charge him with felonies. But you know why they're going to hesitate? Oh, man, we get them niggers going. There'll be another riot. You know what? Sometime there has to be violence. Sometime there has to be destruction. We've had it in every war. We didn't want it in any war, but we had it. Isn't it unbelievable? To digress, look at Al Sharpton, 1987. He lied about this. He gets a TV show. He owes $4.5 million. Nobody addresses that on MSNBC. White people sit back and say nothing. He's a black civic leader. He's a nigger. He's a no-count, useless, inbred, good-for-nothing, living underneath a rock, vile nigger. N-I-G-G-G-G-E-R. Al Sharpton, come get me. Jesse Jackson, come get me. President of the NAACP, come get me. You bastards ain't got the guts. Because you know I won't back down, because you know I'm right. When are you white people, going to stand up? Not in violence, but in unity. In unity for equality. When the hell are we ever going to get equality here? Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the dark side.
Bob, you are the man. Hey, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. However, old Bubblehead Sharpton, I don't know if you saw last night, he was on a news channel. I don't remember which one, and he was actually criticizing this Jussie Smollett. I'm glad I was sitting down because I split out of my chair.
Jeff, now you're a smart white man. Now listen, Jeff, you know why he's criticizing. He was the first one out, as I said, to say that this was a race crime. He's trying to cover, he don't give a damn about what's right or wrong. He's trying to cover his ass because now it's another Tawana brawl. You see, they're bringing that crap up again, Jeff, from 1987. When this nigger said, oh, this black gal, she had racial epithets put all over her body by white guys. They urinated and defecated on her, found out it didn't happen. And now the judge, Jeff, the judge said that it was Sharpton's fault. The judge made Sharpton pay, and this nigger no-count inbred bastard, he didn't pay a penny. But now he's coming out on this. He had to come out on Front Street because it would have been another Tawana Brawley, and it's going to be another Tawana Brawley. And let me ask you one thing, Jeff. This nigger's on MSNBC. He can barely talk. All the crap he's been involved in, $4.5 million he owes to the government, this Tawana Brawley, all the other bankruptcies he's had. Do you think they let a white guy get on national television?
No, absolutely not. You know, and that's stupid, son, but he was at the White House once a week owing all that money.
Oh, sure. But see, he was Obama's. That's okay. Let me ask you, Jeff, before we take a break. Be honest. Do you think I am nuts, but do you think I'm wrong in bringing this out, trying to get white people to understand that they don't have to be ashamed to be white? See, these niggers have pushed us back so far. They've psychologically beat us to death. White people are ashamed to be white, Jeff. They won't come out against a nigger because they don't want to be called a racist. But I think that in itself, Jeff, is going to destroy the white community 100 years from now if it's not stopped. No violence, but if it's not stopped now, agree or not?
I absolutely wholeheartedly agree. You know, the black folks have come so far. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't grow up in that time when they couldn't use the same bathroom as me. I don't believe in that. I think it's ridiculous. I would take a black man's money if I owned a restaurant. I don't care if the Klan burned it down. I'm not going to deny a black man, you know, a decent black man or a decent white man. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you're right. If we don't pull our heads out of our asses, we're going to get cut off.
Yep. Jeff, thank you very much. And I agree with you. Got a lot of proud black friends. I'm honored to eat with them, to hang with them, to talk to them. Sometimes they're not so honored to hang with me, and I understand that, but that's okay. I'm a proud white man. I'm going to speak my piece until I can't speak it anymore. That may be tonight. I may walk out and get my head blown off, but I'll tell you what, until they blow off my head, until they put me 6 foot under, I guarantee you, you can guarantee one thing, that I'm not going anywhere, and if you think I'm going to be afraid to speak out against the niggers, not the proud blacks, always, always keep them out of the equation. If you think I'm going to be ashamed to speak up for the proud white community, I'm probably the only son of a bitch in the United States that is speaking up like this because they're either afraid or they can't do it for some reason. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Callers, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Bob Romanek, a pissed off white son of a bitch today. I'm also the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade radio. They'll call it racist. Recall it whatever you want, but I'm going to stand proud as a white man. And as always, we are definitely proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. We'll be racist radio today because that's what the niggers will call it. But as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot!
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Side. I'm going to go back to this Al Sharpton crap, and I'm reading verbatim. It's all legit. No lies. On that Tawana Brawley. Apparently, he told her to lie because the judge ordered Al Sharpton to pay for the damages for accusing innocent white people of rape. And it says that that should have ended Al Sharpton's career. He perpetuated the single most destructive racial hoax in memory. Nobody brings that up but me. Let's start remembering that. That's why he jumped out there on Front Street today. And if Smollett didn't do that, or if he lied, something should happen to him. He's just Al Sharpton just protecting his nigger ass. But after he perpetuated, he ran for president. He became, I don't know why, a world famous civil rights leader. He became a policy advisor now to President Obama. Nobody talked about that crap. According to visitors logs at the White House, he was invited to the Obama White House more than 80, that's 80 times. He got his own show on MSNBC. See, he still has it, and he's never apologized for it. But he was one of the first to come out in support of the Empire actor. Do you see the hypocrisy? White people wouldn't get away with that. But here's Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Roe, sure, Representative Nigger Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They blame Trump. They blame Trump. Why all of a sudden do we have people unable to study while blacks unable to mow a lawn and maybe get hung? What kind of crap is that? Maxine Waters blamed the attack on President Trump. Why all of a sudden do we have people unable to study while black? What the hell does that mean? Pelosi says the racist homophobic attack is an affront on our humanity, and it's because of Donald Trump. Now I want to ask, hey, where's the LGBT queer community? Now see, queer used to be a bad word, and you said it. Now I say faggot. Now 5 years down the road, that'll be the N word, faggot, and it'll be okay. Well, I'm just getting a head start. But we're all the gay community. And I won't say gay because they haven't come out chastising this real homophobic, racist nigger. Jussie Smollett, he's actually a homophobe. Talked about use racial terms. Tell him, hey, you guys attack me and use racial terms and then use homophobic terms. Where is the gay community denouncing this Jussie Smollett? Do you understand the premise that I'm trying to bring out to you good people, both proud white and proud black? Everybody's shutting up. The people that would be out on Front Street, the LGBT community, they chastised Trump and everybody when this came out. Oh, shouldn't call him a faggot, shouldn't call him a queer. He called himself a queer. He disrespected the whole LGBT queer community. Where are you gay people at denouncing this Jussie Smollett? No, they went and hide. They got their heads in the sand because it doesn't fit their political propaganda. Doesn't fit their agenda, does it? Come on, gays, come out against Jussie Smollett. Come on, NAACP. You know the facts now. Come out against this nigger bastard. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, no way. Hold your breath because they're not going to do it. You know, I blame the white people. What happened in Ferguson, that lie about hands up and the friend that said he had his hands up, instead of putting his behind the jail, the city of St. Louis gives him a job. Then all these whites flee to the county. Now the city wants to become part of the county. You got to pay for our debt. You know, it's white people. I have no sympathy for them that live in South Sudan, the gay community or the Central Western. Every time they get robbed, I have no sympathy for them.
Jim, we can barely hear you. I don't know if you were on Bluetooth, but people don't call in on Bluetooth because it comes in all mushy. But Jim, you're right. Where are the white people? Nobody's up in arms but Bob Romanek. Am I the only white son of a bitch in this country? I must be white, and you, other white people that have white skin must be something else. Oh, maybe you're Caucasian. Why don't you guys all be Caucasian? If you don't want to stand up for the white community, let's have the niggers, the proud whites, the Caucasians, the proud blacks. And then white people. See, I'm a white person, I'm not a Caucasian. I'm a white person, and I'm proud of my white heritage. But again, where is the gay community on this, people? You don't hear them come out. Where's the NAACP? They come out on Kevin Stein, crossdresser in St. Louis, a little piece of crap news guy on Channel 2. They went crazy. The NAACP, all the niggers went crazy on him. Where are the niggers going crazy on this Smollett? Did you see the hypocrisy? And even worse than the hypocrisy, it's the white people. We won't stand up. Now, we can fight for this. We could come out on Front Street and be totally right. But no, you'll be a racist. No, you'll be a realist, people. And again, where's the niggers? Where's the NAACP denouncing this? Where's the gay community? Maybe you didn't think about it. I hope I've got you thinking. Where's the gay community now? He's the one that used homophobic terms. Wasn't white people. It was him and his two nigger Nigerians. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
Thanks for taking my call, Bob. Yeah, I mean, the whites are just totally they're cowards, you know. You know, that goes from educators to people who work in the unions to the professionals. They don't want to come out because they're afraid of the repercussions of what that might face at work or in their social circles. But more importantly, out of all of this, with the whites, you know, when the blacks protest, you see a handful of whites there protesting with them. But you will never see those same whites protest for any whites. You know, I just don't get it, you know, with some of those people at all.
Yeah. Lou, let me tell you, I appreciate the call. You're exactly right. I told you how many times you people heard me. I'd rather have five blacks fighting for my cause than 500 whites. Because blacks will fight for a cause. They won't even know what cause they're fighting for. White people, oh, no, it don't affect me. Yes, it does affect you people. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Don't you white people understand that? And let me ask. I got to ask you this, niggers. Talk about freedoms. You talk about white people hanging the slaves. I don't think many slaves were hung because they needed the slaves to do the work. But I'm going to ask you, why don't you, nigger community, why don't you ever acknowledge the hundreds of thousands of white, you hear me, white Union soldiers that were killed in the Civil War? White Union soldiers. Maybe one of those white soldiers were my ancestor. Maybe they were one of you other people's white ancestors. They lost their lives. They lost their lives not trying to protect and fight for freedoms for the white community. We had the freedoms. We fought for the freedoms of the black community. Why don't you niggers understand that? I guarantee you that there were a lot more white lives lost in the Civil War fighting for the freedoms of not the whites, fighting for the freedoms of the blacks, than there was blacks who were hung during that same period. You want to bet? I'll take that bet for anybody. You know, you niggers, think about it, niggers. Before you continue to criticize the entire white community as being racist, you don't care about the truth. You niggers don't care about the truth. Hands up, don't shoot. You don't care about the truth. You care about your false nigger racist agenda. You care about trying to put the white boy in his place. You care about making white people be ashamed of being white. And even if you white ignorant bastards fall for that crap, you ought to put blackface on and move down to East St. Louis, because you're just as stupid as the niggers. Callers, hold on. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, racist radio today to you niggers. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Dark side. You know, we spoke about all these bastard politicians that came out in defense of this gay, ignorant, stupid, reverse racist bastard, Jesse Smollett. Ocasio-Cortez tweeted that the attack, in quotes, was not possible a racist and homophobic attack, but in quotes, but that it was a racist and homophobic attack. Hey, Cortez, you idiot. Where the hell are you at now? Again, where's the proud black community? Where's the proud gay community? So when I say faggot and I say nigger, don't get pissed at me, because apparently you don't give a damn about fairness and equality, or you'd be calling the TV station, get rid of that bastard. The gays would be coming out chastising the no good son of a bitch. The proud blacks and even the niggers should come out. But no, nobody's coming out. They're all hiding. We're going to let this go. Bob Romanek will not let this go. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Thank you, Bob, for taking my call, and thank you for what you do, and thank you for being a police officer, Bob.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. What's on your plate, John?
What's on my plate is the same stuff you're talking about with this Jussie Smollett. It's so stupid to watch. I watched a show one day that had about 60 Minutes or whatever it was. I had him on there, and he always gets on there, tries to look so darn pitiful and wants everybody to feel sorry for him. And I just, you know, it's one of these days he's going to have to come out and say, look, I made all this stuff up, you know, and all this stuff. I wonder what if that will ever happen, Bob?
Hey, John, let me tell you, it's going to happen, because I think they're going to charge him. I guess you good people also know that he refuses to talk to the police now. But all they have to do is subpoena his records, subpoena these Nigerians, subpoena a few other people. And it's going to be nasty. He's going to have to plead out. But I'll bet you they will not fire him from this Emmy, from this show Empire. He deserves another Emmy. And this is what this Trevor Noah, he's a nigger comedian, says even after that, they got to keep him on the show because he's that important. Well, they don't want to keep the governor in Virginia in the governor's mansion because he had blackface on 35 years ago. They don't want to keep the attorney general in Virginia in the attorney general's office because he did blackface 40 years ago. But that hurts the hearts of the niggers. Well, this hurts my heart is a white guy. And thanks a lot for the call, John. I hope at some point in time you people don't have to be as crazy and as ignorant as I am. You don't have to be as loud and vocal as I am. But damn it, can't you stand up and say, hey, enough's enough? When the hell? This here's a prime example. I think this set the proud black community's fight for equality back 20, 30 years. And they were just about there. You hear me, people. I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. I preach equality for everyone. That's all I want is equality for every man, woman, child, black, white, Democrat, Republican, gay, straight. I don't care. Just give us all equal treatment. Give us all the opportunity. You hear me? The opportunity to work, to have a good job, to make this country greater than it is now. That's all I ask for. Now, I may use some terms you don't like. I may say nigger. I say hunky. I say cracker. I say faggot. 5 years ago, queer was a bad word, but now the gay community uses it, so it's okay? Queer's okay because they say it's okay? No, they're not the word police. They can say what they want, and I'll say what I want. And if it offends somebody, tough crap, because people offend me every day. I hope you people are riled up, even the proud black community. Do you see the double standards here? Do you see what's going on? The white guys, Kevin Stein, crossdresser, the governor, the attorney general of Virginia, because they said or did something stupid 35, 40 years ago or mispronounced the word, the NAACP, the gay, everybody's out there talking, saying, get rid of them. Well, how come nobody's saying get rid of this Jussie Smollett? They know what's going on. The police have said what's going on. I don't see the gay community coming out against him. I don't see the nigger community. I don't even see the proud black community. I don't see anybody coming out after him. And what he's done hurt the black community tremendously. Blackface from these bastards 35, 40 years ago, these ignorant white politicians, that didn't hurt anybody. Think about it, people, the double standard. When is it going to stop? You haven't heard this. This has been an hour of exposing the nigger propaganda that needs to be exposed, the gay propaganda that apparently needs to be exposed. Think about it. Where's the gay community coming out denouncing this guy? They come out denouncing the two white guys they thought the ones that attacked them that use homophobic slurs. The niggers, the NAACP, come out when they thought it was two white guys. Nobody's chastising. We don't have no white. I'm the only white son of a bitch chastising this bastard on radio and television. Now, they'll report that it could be a hoax. They're not going in depth like I am. They're afraid to. No, but they went in depth on the governor of Virginia. They went in depth on Stephen Stein, crossdresser over here in St. Louis, when he mispronounced the word. Hell, that was 3 or 4 days. You'd think the world was coming to an end. But not when the nigger screws up? People. That's not right. That's reverse racism at its worst. I hope I've got all the proud white and proud black and even the proud gay community thinking about what I said. Now, maybe I don't present it the way you'd like me to present it, but everything I present to you is factual, is truthful, is real. You can't avoid reality. You can't avoid the truth. You can dance around it, but you can't avoid it. So I would say the homophobic bastards out there, you guys won. Because the gay community, they're not coming out against because they're one of his. He's one of them. They're all together. What's that make a damn difference? I guess the queers, I can say queer because they use it, the faggots. If a faggot kills somebody, the gay community still stands behind him. If a nigger kills somebody, the black community and the nigger still stand behind him. That's what they're preaching here. That's the message that they're sending out here. No, you should be against no matter what color. This man is wrong. He should be off the air. You people know that, the NAACP. When are you going to chastise him? When are you going to say he should be off the air? When's the gays going to come out? Nobody's coming out but Bob Romanek, and I'll continue to come out because this pisses me off as a proud white man. I'd say blame the politicians on this one, but I can't. I'd like to, but I can't. This is not a political thing. This is a reverse racist thing. So people, I hope you understand today what I've said. But as always, on a side note, these politicians aren't much better. They're like this Jesse Smollett. They want to divide and conquer us. That's the only way they can win. That's the only way this nigger mentality can win. If they divide and conquer the proud whites and proud blacks, divide us, they can conquer us. Proud black, proud white community, please understand what I'm saying. Don't let it happen. Let's finally, maybe this is a catapult. Maybe this is the start of the proud whites and proud blacks coming together and asking for sincere equality. But in the meantime, let's continue to unite as we do every day right here, continue to expose not only these racist homophobic bastards, these reverse racists, but also the politicians. And at the end of the day, on both sides, let's destroy these homophobes, these niggers, these racists, and these politicians. No violence. Destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me